The main compliance question a business will have to ask is whether or not they are going to VAT register separately in each member state where they have a consumer or non-VAT registered customer that's resident, or whether they actually apply for what's called the mini one-stop shop simplification scheme. Under either method, the business will still have to understand the VAT rates and particular rules of every member state that they're trading in and be subject to the audit of that member state.
There's going to be quite an effect on systems and processes, and this is fundamentally because businesses will now need to be able to identify where their customers are actually located.
So you really need to start planning how your system is going to cope with the changes. And that could mean changes like introducing new VAT invoicing procedures or requirements. It could mean capturing and holding particular data, which helps you determine where your customer is located.